Imagine a nacho chip taking you down, sending you to jail.
Whoa.
This is setting the bar story, Kelly.
It's an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting the one chip challenge send you back to jail, you're doing okay.
Well, how in the world did it do that?
So the one chip challenge, you know that, right? It's when you eat a single tortilla chip that's like crazy spicy. They're usually covered in a Carolina Reaper dust. And
yeah,
they come in those small bags and it's just like, it's the one chip challenge.
Yes.
So Darren, he was out on parole. He had a little video. He and his buddies were like, hey, we should do the one chip challenge. Now, part of his parole agreement said he wasn't allowed to have any alcohol.
And you're oopsies.
Well, Ben, what's the deal? Like, he's eating a chip, not alcohol, right? Well, he's also got a long rap sheet, all sorts of convictions from theft to burglary to fraud to drugs, all that stuff. Anyways, so he does this one chip challenge and swigs it down with someone's beer because his mouth was on fire.
Violation on video.
Yeah, and so it was on video. No word on how, like, the video made its way to his parole officer, but it did.
Was it posted on social media?
I mean, probably, but
I mean, you're only doing that kind of thing for clicks, right?
Right. And listen, Darren wasn't even supposed to be at a bar in the first place.
Sure.
And so his parole officer said, look, back to jail you go. His parole was set to expire just next year, but now he's going to be spending some or all that in a jail cell. So I don't have video of him doing the one chip challenge, but I have the video of, I have audio of someone else doing it.
Sure.
So you can kind of get an idea of what it does to you.
Yes.
3, 2, 1, eat. Oh my god! Oh my god!
Ooh. Oh my god!
Instant.
Oh my god! Bro! Bro, I can still feel
it. Crying.
I can't play. Oh my god!
Oh yeah. Instant regret. That doesn't sound fun at all.
No, like, it doesn't.
Not worth it for any
It. Not worth it. Not worth it for any kind of money. Not worth it when you could be violating your parole and headed back to jail. So
how did he not know the rules? I mean, he violated many, and then on camera.
I don't think it's an issue of Darren not knowing the rules.
Okay.
I think it's an issue of Darren not caring.
Gotcha.
So anyways, that's
Darren, not Karen.
That's right. Send to the bar if you can manage to make it through the day without letting the one chip challenge send you back to jail. You're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yep. There you go. That's your setting the bar story.